The reason why this topic is so important, I think, and should be so important to you, is that whether your client ends up losing an exception to discharge under 523 or loses the discharge altogether under 727, those losses stick with your client for life. And, you know, we think more and more about, well, you can just file another bankruptcy case. Well, you can get the stay extended in a new bankruptcy case. Well, if your client's lost a 523 exception to discharge and your client files a new bankruptcy case, then res judicata is going to carry over on the 523 loss from case number one to case number two, three, four, five, and six. That's a permanent loss that you can't redo in a new case. And if your client loses the 727 discharge, many people don't know that under 523, there is an exception in the new case for any debt that was dischargeable in a prior case, but where you lost your discharge in the prior case. So whether you lose under 523 or lose under 527, if your client loses under either one, that's a permanent loss of the discharge, either as to that debt under 523 or as to all of those debts that were then in existence under 727. So I think these things really matter. And I just wanted to sort of give that introduction of, you know, no do-overs. So, Megan, what was our number one sort of category of how you can lose a discharge?
There's so many ways to lose a discharge, but it's hard to divide it up into five, so.
But we did.
We did. So number one is false oaths, and I think of that as lying. And the Husky case is a recent case in that has to do with false oaths, and everybody else has heard about it all day long.
The microphone.
Oh.